Today is Daf Zayin. On Maseches Kedushin. We are on Daf Vav Amud Beis, where it says, bottom line, Amar Rava. Okay, this Daf is not so easy. Here we go, we'll do our best. Amar Rava. A woman says to a man, ready for this? Tain mana laploni, give money, give $100 to Ruvain, va'akadesh lucha, and I'll be married to you. Mikudeshes. That works. She didn't get anything. She said, give money to what's his name, and I'll be married to you. Says Rashi on top. Ukishinasnu lo, and when you give the money to Reuven, Omar le, you say, iskadshi li, marry me. It's a whole machlok, as we show, what exactly Lashon you say. What do you say? You didn't give her anything. Harayah mikudeshes li, be money that I give to Reuven. But why does that work? How does that work? It works midin arev. Because from the same rule as a cosigner. Arev, you have a cosigner. Lav afal gavta lo mate hanalit. He doesn't get anything from being a cosigner. Just the opposite. What kind of hanalit does he get? The borrower gets hanalit. He got money. What does the arev get? Nothing.
Aggravation.
Nevertheless, ka misha'abed nafshe. He committed himself. Hai itisa, so to this woman. Nami, also. Afal gav de lo mati hana'a liyada. She doesn't get anything from this proposal. She doesn't get anything out of it. Nevertheless, kamishtabda nafsh mekanya nafsha, she gives herself over to allow herself to be married to the man.
Right.
Not to the one who's getting the money. That's someone else. That's her cousin. Right? Give money to my cousin, I'll marry you. Good? Next case. Hey lechmana, take this. Now, a man, Reuven says to Shimon, go to Rachel, and be Makadesh Rachel on my behalf. Here's $100. Take this money to Rachel and be Makadesh Rachel on my behalf. That's what I think is this case. So Heilech Mana, the Shliach goes, right? Vihiskadchi Laploni, and he says to Rachel, by the way, I'm here on behalf of Reuven. I want to know, are you interested in marrying Reuven? I'm gonna give you money, but it's my own money. Not Reuven's money, my money. Says the Gemara, Mikudeshas. It's also Mikudeshas.
Based on what?
Based on what? Midin Eved Kenani. It's based on an Eved Kenani. What's an Eved Kenani? Eved Kenani, lav afagav delo kachasar velo midi. An Eved Kenani. Can somebody else redeem an Eved Kenani? Can somebody else buy an Eved Kenani out of servitude? Yes.
Yeah.
Someone else could do that. Now, what did it cost to Eved Kenani? Nothing. Someone else could do that, right? Ma Eved Kenani. Where am I? Eved Kenani. Lav afagav deloka chaser velomidi. No, he didn't cost him a nickel. Didn't cost him anything. Someone else paid for him. Kakanyan afshe. He can get himself free. He could quote unquote acquire himself. Hai gavranami. This guy also. Afagav deloka chaser velomidi. He didn't have to spend a nickel. The shliach spent the money. The Mishaleach, the husband, didn't cost him a penny. Right? Nevertheless, the Kakakanya Leil Itza. He can marry that woman. It's paid for by someone else, just like an Eved Kenani.
What does he say? What's the lesson he uses for being Makadisha?
Hareya Mikudeshat Le Mishaleach. Bimani Shali. It works.
That's the Kenyan?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's in the Gemara, because it's a big Chiddush.
No kidding.
Bigger Chiddush. No, someone else can too. But I give you $1 million. I want the Eved to be free man. There's an organization that made Eved and Kenan, and they should be free. Right? So they'll pay.
If you get a letter.
Right? So you want to take the money?
Is the Baal to pay back the Shliach or
not? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
You say it's a loan.
Right.
You might as well say it's a loan.
Right. Right. So I'm not sure what it means. I'm not sure what it means when it says that the Baal gives him $100, but he uses his own money. Money's fungible. What mean? What matters? What Billy gave? What Billy used? Yeah, I lost that 100. I have another 100 in my other pocket that gave it to my. Yeah. What does that mean?
I mean
exactly.
Different currency.
Right. So it must be a whole different. Not a different bill. Right. So I'm not 100% sure what that means exactly. What does it mean? You gave your own money. What does that mean exactly? I'm not 100% sure. Next, Tain Mon. Ready for this one? This was the hardest one. Tain Mon Laploni. Give money to Let's say A.
Who's speaking? The Baal?
What?
The husband?
No, the wife.
The wife.
The wife says, give money to A. Va'kadesh ani lo. And I'll be married to A. You give money to A, and then I'll be married to A.
Didn't we say that before?
No. Before we said, you give money to A, and I'll be married to you. Now, you give money to A, and I'm being married to A. How does that work?
She doesn't even...
No one gets anything.
Well,
only A. The husband's getting money, and he's married now. What a funny thing.
But it's a logical progression of the prior.
Exactly. Mikudeshet midin shnehen. She's mikudeshet from both rules. Why? Arev lav afagafta lo kamatian aliyadei. An arev doesn't gain anything. He's just doing a huge favor. Kamishabed nafsi. Nevertheless, he commits himself to pay. So hayetus of this woman nami afagafta lo matahan aliyadei. She doesn't get anything. Kamikanya nafshe. She is Mekanya herself to A, right? To the other guy. Now, me dummy, you can't compare. You know why? Because Arev, me dummy, you can't compare. Arev, in Arev, hi, the lender, deka, kanile, kachasa, mamona. But the lender lost out. He gave the borrower $100. So he lost $100. So who's paying back the $100? Either the lender, either the borrower or the arev. Right. However, over here, hi gavra, this guy A loka lo konile lahai itisa veloka chasiv lomidi. This husband didn't lose out a nickel. It's not going to be from din arev. The answer is Evid Kinani yochiach. Evid Kinani, which is a similar situation, will show that it doesn't matter. Why? The loka chasiv mimono. He doesn't lose anything. He doesn't lose anything. Right? Someone pays, David doesn't lose anything. Right. Someone pays for him to come out. The kakani nafshe, and he gets himself free. Right? Me dummy, what kind of comparison is that? Hasam, hachtika mekanya, kakanu, right? At least the master gets money. The master gets paid. You want to free my Evid? Pay me for it. That would be the Evid himself. You could also pay. I'll also sell him to you. I'll free him if you pay me, the master says. So the master is getting the money. Hacha, but over here, right? Hi itisa, this woman, kamakanya nafshe, velo kakanya levelo mid, doesn't get anything. Right. Doesn't get one nickel to herself. The answer is, arev yuchiach. You're right. The arev will be yuchiach. Afagav the lo kamati hanoliade, mishabed nafshe, even though she doesn't get anything to her in her possession, doesn't matter. She's still Mekana herself, meaning she's Meshabit herself, meaning she's married. Right. Now, we could probably spend a month on the Lumdus and the mechanics of how this works. Could probably spend a lot of time
Is there a mechanic that makes this thing work?
Well, the Gemara, we said it in very, very shorthand, right? We didn't flesh it out, and what does it mean, and all the...
What is the different king in it?
I understand. The Gemara is comparing it. How and why the Gemara compares it, that's what you need to be Ian Shear for.
But if she gave the money directly from her own pocket.
So that's the next Gemara. The next Gemara is if she gives the money. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. You hear everything good?
Yeah, did one learn yesterday that if she says, you know, I'll marry you, or if she gives the money, that kind of messes it up.
So that we had to hold it. We had a discussion if she gives and she says. We had that yet? We didn't get to that yet.
Yesterday.
Right? It was yesterday. So, well, you'll see in a few minutes. It'll all be clear. Now, by Rava, Rava asks the next question. Hilech mana, here's $100, the woman says to the husband, here's $100, va'akadesh, where am I? Va'akadesh ani lecha, and I'm married to you. Mahu, what's the story? She gives the money to him.
She's actually marrying him instead of him marrying her.
Correct. So Amar Mar Zutra Mishmei Derav Papa Mikudashas. She's married. Amar Le Ravashi. One second. Lamar Zutra. One second. Im Kain Hayale Nechasim Sheyesh Lahem Achrayis, which is a human being. Right? Why is Nechasim Sheyesh Lahem Achrayis a human being? So one second. Niknim Im Nechasim Sheein Lahem Achrayis, which is $100. She gives the husband $100. So the transfer of Metaltolin, Kesef, whatever you want to call it, goes from her to him, right, and she comes along for the ride. So Nechasim that have Achrayis, which is a human being, are transferred with nechassim that don't have any achrayus, which is the cash. Right? Says Rashi, Adam hukash lekarkos. Adam is compared to karka, human being. Dichsiv, like it says, this nachaltem osam loreshes achuzam. Like an Eved Kenani is considered like metal, like a karka. So a woman is considered nechassim sheyesh lahem achrayus, like land. And that's being transferred by transferring metal to him.
We mentioned yesterday chalitim. I mean, if you take the broader sense of chalitim, this isn't even chalitim.
What do you mean? It's kid.
It's nothing. It's her money going nowhere.
Wait like 10 minutes. Anyone have any questions? So you hear what Rashi just said? That's a pretty controversial statement. As a matter of fact, Tosafot on top says, what's Rashi talking about? How can a human being have achrayus? What does achrayus mean? Security.
Right?
That there's a lien. How can a person have that? A karka has that. A slave can have that. How can a non-slave have that? Doesn't make any sense. How can a human being be considered something with achrayus? Tulsa says, Pirish Bekuntris, Da'ad, the Hukash Lekarkos, a person's compared to karka, Dichsiv, Viznachaltim Osam Lureshes Acheres. Lureshes Achuza. Because it's like a person's compared to land. Says Tulsa, Vikasha, Tahu Krab, Evan Kanani. That's what Evan Kanani's like that. Because it's considered something that you could sell. So is it compared to selling earrings? Or is it compared to selling land? Oh, it's compared to selling land. Right? Avol ben chorin, but a free person, lo iskash.
But a woman
not compared
is.
To.
But a woman is.
Not if she's not married yet.
But when she gets married, she is.
Right? So Tosfos answers, you're right. Of course a person is not considered, not considered karka, a free person, not considered karka. But the point is, then the question's like this. Then when she gives the kesef, which is clearly metaltalin, then she comes along for the ride. How does that work? What is that? Metaltalin also can't transfer metaltalin. You can't do that agav. I could sell you a land, and by the way, there's a tractor on the land, you own the tractor also. That I could do. Because it's something with achrayus, and comes along for the ride. Something that doesn't have achrayus, like a piece of metaltalin. But metaltalin can't transfer metaltalin, so it can't transfer something that has achrayus. What is that? Rashi said it's a human being. It's not a human being. That's not an eved. But either way, it's still a problem. Because if you're transferring cash, you can't transfer more metaltalin for the ride. Now, what exactly is a human being? People don't transfer human beings. It's not a funny question, right? The whole question of the Gemara is very funny. So the Gemara is going to reject it anyway. You hear what's going on? Follow? Okay, good.
If you have a slave,
oh, you look puzzled. No, what?
If you have a slave, you can't transfer the slave to somebody else.
You can. Okay. You can. But you have to transfer it as an individual entity. Correct. That's the point. Why? Why is that rule? Because the Gemara... For Ibchat Tanan, we look the opposite. Nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis. Nechasim that don't have achrayis. Niknim in nechasim she'esh lehem achrayis. Bekesef shtar bechazaka. So for example, let's say I sell you my house. And on my house is a wagon, a toy wagon from the kids.
Right.
So I'm selling you my house, and the wagon comes along for the ride.
Right.
Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What about the other way around? I'm selling you my wagon, and the house is going to come along for the ride.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
So over here, what is a woman? She basically is giving her money to the husband.
Correct.
She's giving money to a man. That's considered kesef, metaltlin, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And she's married to him? How'd that work? Either she's, Rashi says she's considered like karka. Tosha says I can't be. She's considered like metaltlin. Either way, it doesn't happen.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Amalei, mi savarta, you thought the Amrolei agav? That the question was here of agav? That's not what's going on here. Ha-ha, you know what's going on here? Ba-adam chashav askinan. We're talking about an adam chashav. Ba-hahu hana. With this hana, deka mekabel matanamina, right? That Rav Moshe Feinstein accepted my gift? That's very, very prestigious. People will talk about that for the rest of their lives. They once came to Rav Moshe and they gave him a gift and he said, wow, I'm so impressed, thank you so much. That means something. Right? People do that all the time. Right? Adam Chashev. This could be such a thing as a president that you respect. Could be such a thing. You gave him he accepted your gift. It's very prestigious.
I'm not allowed to accept the gifts.
So the fact that this person accepted the gift from her, that hana has a value, that's the kedushin.
What's the kinyan?
What? What's the kinyan? The kinyan is that she gave him something. She baked him a cake.
It's cake
for Shavu Pruta. She gave it to him. The kamakabu matarimine, gamra umaknele nafshe. She's married, she's makna herself, whatever that means. Yeah, but how does that work? What's the kinyan? It's supposed to be kiyikach ish isha, not lo silokach. That was yesterday. So how does it change? So I understand that there's a hana over here. There's hana when it's the Adam Chashev, as opposed to stomp some guy in the bar. Right? We all understand that. We all agree with that. How does exactly it work?
That's the problem.
That's I don't know.
There's got to be a kinyan attached to that.
Does he say the hana zu?
What? Yeah, I think so.
It's not a kinyan.
The question is that she's got to get the kinyan. It's not him.
We understand. So how does that work exactly? So we understand the concept. The concept, when you give something to someone that's important, you give him a gift, you make the guy a cake, and he enjoyed it, that's worth something.
Yeah.
It's worth something. There's a value to that. There's a value to being close with. 100%. No one disputes that.
Unless the concept of the man giving the woman is the hana he gets from the shirpu that he gives the woman.
No, it's not for her. Well, that's tomorrow's daf. It's tomorrow going into Sunday, all about the hana of the value. We'll get to that tomorrow going into Sunday, the end of tomorrow. So I'm not 100% sure how this works. I understand what's going on. I understand the concept.
Yeah.
Lamaisa, how does a Kenyan... I don't know. I just don't know. Again, you know, we have hours and hours to go through all the Rishona and figure out exactly what's going on here. But that's in a nutshell, that's what's going on. So it's nothing to do with this Achrayis issue. Nothing to do with that. Right? Nothing to do with that because that doesn't work. Okay, Itmar Nami, Mishmei Derava, V'chein L'inyan Mamona. The same thing with money. What the same thing with money? What does that mean? So it says Rashi over here, V'chein L'inyan Mamona, Hanach Shmaitza Derava. Rava just said the Alfina Mi Kedushin Mi Din Arev Umi Din Eved Kenani. Right? I said to you, give money to A, and I'll be married to A.
Right.
That works. So too, K'ein L'inyan Mamona, Machar Lo Sada. I sell you a field, va'amar lo, and I tell you, teina kesef poloni, give the money to A, v'sadai mechuru l'chabo mikinyan din arev. I sell you a field, give the money to A, and the field belongs to A. You want to buy a field for me,
right?
Don't give the money to me. Give the money to him, right? And then the field belongs to who?
To A?
No, to you. Hey lachmana, v'tehi sada mechuru l'ploni, kana oso ploni asada midin eved. Tain mana laploni, vitikana lo sadai, bo kona midin shneim. What's the case here?
So wait a minute. So the
What's the case?
A is getting both the money and the field? That's what it sounds like.
No, the other guy.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like I'm giving you money.
Reuven and Shimon.
Yeah.
So what does Reuven say to Shimon?
Give the money to Levi.
Right.
And the field belong to Levi.
So Levi's getting the money and the field.
Correct.
He's getting the money and the field. What
did you do? Give the money. I'm giving you money, and then the field
belongs. Give the money to Levi.
Yeah. So what's the case exactly over here? Give the money. What?
It's A's field.
A says to A says to B.
Give the money to C.
Give the money to.
I'm giving you the money. Give it to C.
And then the field belongs to.
The field belongs to C.
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
Does that make any sense?
It says to B. It's mechor luck to you. Give the money to him.
What's the case?
B,
yeah.
A's field.
A owns a field.
B transfers his field to B. B gives his money to C.
A transfers to B and the money goes to C. Okay, that's fine. Me didn't stay him. Same exact story. Same thing. What's the difference? Now tzricha, but we need both cases. The ashmin and kedushin. If I only love this by kedushin, mishum the high itasa. Because this woman, why would she say give the kedushin money to A and I'll be married to A? Why would you do that? Because women want to be married. They don't care.
Right.
They didn't get anything from this. Because they're shlokish. Like a shlokish. Tav l'meitan tav du m'leisiv armalo. A woman would rather be married than not be married. So she doesn't get anything out of this. At least she's married. So give the money to A, and I'll be married to A. She didn't get a kedushin out of it. She doesn't mind. She's married to A.
By what?
That's what we just said. We did Arev and we didn't have the Kanani. A woman says to a man, give money to A, and I'll be married to A. How does that work? Both. Why would she agree to that? She didn't get anything. She got married. Aval Mamona, a Malo. But Mamoni, why would I say that? Right? V'iyash mi'inan mamona, but maybe you think money's different. Mishum de isyahev mil mechila, money can be mocheld. So what all a person's doing is, he's forgoing money.
Yeah.
Could you forgo money? You could do that. Aval kedushin eim alo, maybe kedushin not. Tzricha, therefore you need both. Okay.
The opposite now. You find that older men who lose their spouse, within 2 months they're married. Women,
right. Interesting. Omar Rava, hiskadzili l'chatzai, be married to half of me. Be married to half of me, mekudeshes, that works. However, chatzayach mekudeshes li, half of you, lady, is married to me, that's eno mekudeshes, that doesn't work. Now, this is not really possible. The only reason why this Gemara is here is to teach you principles, right? So, omale abai l'rafa, maishna, what's the difference? The chatzayach mekudeshes li, the eno mekudeshes. How can if a man says to a woman, I'm marrying half of you, it doesn't work? The answer is because Isha Amarachmana v'lo chatzi Isha. You can't marry half a woman. Hachanami, Ish Amarachmana v'lo chatzi Ish. You can't marry half a man. So the Gemara says, no. Amale, hachi hashta, you can't compare. Hasam, by the case of half a woman, then where's the other half going? Where's the other half going? Itisola beitre lo chazi. A woman can't marry two men. So how could she marry, how could half married to you, half married to him? That can't be. However, elagavra, but a man, milo chazi lebeitre, can he marry two women? Vachikama, here's what he says. Vachikama Allah. If I want, leminza vachwiti nisivna. I'm half of me marrying you. What he's really saying is, I'm marrying you and I'm also marrying her. That he can do. She can't do that. He can do that. That's why when he says it works, half of me, that works. Half of you, doesn't work.
Would it work nowadays?
No. You want two mother-in-laws?
And you talk like
that. Amalei, Mar Zutra Brei Rav Mari Leravina, the Nifshit to, listen to this question. When a man says to her, I'll marry half of you, what he really, the halacha should be that he marries all of her. Why? Because V'nifshit to la Kedushe Bekula, the Kedushin should flow to all of her. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Ha'omer, if a guy says like this, Ragla shel zu ola, that foot I'm being makadesh as an ola, as a carbon. What's the halacha? You can't bring a foot. Tehekulo ola. The entire animal becomes an ola. Right? Why? Says Rashi. The Rashi over here, right here. Nifshitu kedushe bekula. Ki amar chatzayich mekudeshes li. When you say, half of you is married to me, tohamukudeshes belashon hektesh ka'amar la. Because marriage is a lashon of hektesh. Right? Says Tosvos, the second Tosvos, Tema, the Beresh Temura, in the beginning of Temura, Yalif, we learn out, this only works because you have a pasuk. Ragla shelzu ola. If a guy says, that foot of that animal make me into an ola, right? Vidavar shahanashama tuluyabo, and it has to be something that if you take that away, that limb away, the animal would die.
That's a foot.
Yeah, let's say it's true. Mikra, it's a pasuk. Dichsiv kala sheitin mimeno l'Hashem v'gabe isha lo ksiv kra. It doesn't mention a pasuk. There's no pasuk by an isha. Says Tosfos, that's why Rashi just said that when you get married, you use a lashon of kedushin. Hareat mikudeshesli, like hektish. Because they're both the same. And Tosfos says, Einachanam, if you would say another one of these lashonos, hareat mi'uresesli, this halacha wouldn't apply. Because it didn't use a lashon of hektish. Right? Now, So why doesn't that work? Why doesn't it work? Fafilu lamanda amar ein kula ola, and some hold it doesn't work. Hani mila, that's only true. Hecha de makadesh davar shein neshama tuluyaba. That's only if you makadesh something that the neshama won't die. Avah makadesh davar shein neshama tuluyaba. But if you makadesh if you makdish part of an animal where if you take that limb away the animal will die. Have a kula ola. Everyone agrees to that.
It's also Eber Menachai.
You're not eating it.
No, but
it's just a statement. It's just a statement. I'm donating the heart of that animal. What did you mean to say? I'm donating the whole animal. So when a guy says, I'm Makadish half a woman, what does he mean to say? He's Makadish the whole woman. What's the difference? Right? Same thing. Halacha applies by by Hekdish. And then Tosfos said, don't tell me it's only by Hekdish. That's really what you're doing to a woman also. You're Makadish her. It's the same Lashon. So when you say, what does the guy say? I'm donating the heart of that animal for a carbon. What does he really mean?
The whole thing.
So the guy says, I'm marrying half a woman. What does that mean, half a woman? Which half? It means the whole woman. Why do you say it like that? I don't know.
Maybe it means a half he likes.
Me dummy, can you compare? No, you can't. Woman, you can't live like that. Me dummy, can you compare? Hasam behema. Here, by an animal, we're talking about an animal. So a guy says a funny thing by an animal. So the whole that animal has no das. Hacha das acheres. We're talking about a woman. So a woman says to her husband, "You're marrying half of me." What kind of insult is that? I'm not agreeing to that. Can you talk like a normal person? I'm not marrying you like that. Right? Ha lo damya elaha. It's like this. The Amr of Yitzchak. Behema shel shnei shutfin. Let's say I have a behema of two partners. Hikdish chetzia. I'm makdish my half. Is the animal a carbon right now?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because you don't own the other half. You had no right to donate it. Okay. You can't donate the other half.
Can't sell it.
So when you makdish half the animal, what happened?
Nothing.
Garnished. Then, v'chazar v'lakcha v'hikdisha. Right?
Can't do it.
Then, what happens? Then the master, my partner says, you know what? You want to buy the other half off of me? Give me $50. I'll give it. Fine. Now I'm Akdish it. Does it work now?
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Why not? You just bought
We'll explain. In one second, we'll explain why not. Habehemesh al shnei shutfin, Hikdish chetzia, v'chazar v'lacha, v'hikdisha, kedusha, it's kodesh, but v'ein a kreva. You're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. Right? Rashi says, now by the way, va'ose tamura, and you can make tamura out of it, the tamura kiyotzeba, and the tamura has the same halacha. So Rashi says in second to bottom line, why if you acquire the second half, why doesn't it work? Oh, well, since, utrilas hekdesha lo nearest likarev, when I was makdish my half, could I bring that as an animal?
No.
As a carbon? No. What the halacha is, once it's not eligible, it can never become eligible. It can never become eligible. You can't make something ineligible later on eligible. Impossible.
Once it's
dachui, it's dachui. We're going to get to that in Anam Beis. Shelo kitcha elachetzia. You only did half. V'timacher v'yikayev acheres b'demeah. Then you bought the other half. It's too late. Now, by the way, the same halacha would be if he sold it to another person, and that or he himself agreed. You know what? I'll be back to my half now. You don't have to sell it to me. I'll be matish my half. It's the same halacha. Why did Gemara say it this way? Because he wanted to teach you the next halacha. The osi tamura. And let's say you make it into a tamura. So what do you hear? You heard, this animal I can't bring. I just went to Daf Yomi and I heard you can't do that. So you know what? I'll transfer the kedusha of this animal onto another animal. That animal also you can't bring. Right? That's why it says the case is you got the other half. You don't even have to get the other half. Your partner can agree to be matish his half. Won't change anything. Why? Because an animal has to be good from the get-go.
And it's okay?
Yeah, then it would be okay. If you go with your partner, you agree to be matish with me for a carbon? Yeah, 100%. That happens at the same time, at one time, that's 100% okay. Right? But that's not what happened here. Even if you get the other half later, and you matish it later, it doesn't work. Va'ose tamura kiyotzebo. And the tamura is the same halacha as the animal, which means it can't be brought. Shmamina tlas. We learn three things out of this daf. From three things in this story. Shmamina balei chayim nidachim. Even when it's alive, this could happen. Right? Says Rashi on top. Im nidchu yidchu l'olam. Forever, this animal could never be brought for a carbon. Never, for the rest of its life.
So this is a pagam?
1 minute. Pagam is the wrong word. It's just not eligible. Vikalamand amar, ein dichui el b'shudin. Others held no. It's only dichui after it's slaughtered. Why it's alive, there's no rules. It could guess kodesh, not kodesh. We don't hold like, obviously, our Gemara is not holding like that.
Right?
Avo balei chayim, shenidchu. But if a live animal became nidchu, chozrin venirin, it could be good. Right? Uldidei, kreva hach behema, kishachazar v'loka chetzir. If you hold that live animals can be good, this animal could be good. Right?
If you makish the animal's eye on Tuesday, can you then makish the rest of the animal on Wednesday? Like, is that work the same idea?
I don't know.
Why would that work? Why is that different from
I don't think it would work. Yeah, I don't think it would work.
What we're
number two, you're getting off topic. Number two, Shmamina, Dichu Mei Kara Havi Dichu. It's Dichu right out of the gate. The minute I'm Maktish, half the animal, I don't own the other half. Right. It's really the same thing. Right. It didn't say anything different now. And number three, Shmamina, Yesh Dichoi Bidamim. You can even have Dichoi on Damim. What does it mean, Damim? The Rashi says in the second skinny line, Yesh Toras Dichoi Bidavar She'eno Kodesh El Ledamav. Not a carbon anyway, because you can't bring half a carbon. So what were you Maktish it for? A donation. A donation to the Beis HaMikdash. That's also Dichoi. Right? You only donated it as a donation. Why? That it should be sold. Because you only really half your money. The other half, you don't even own it. So what'd you do? Now who owns it? Half of it, your partner, and the other half, the Beis HaMikdash owns it. That's also not... Okay, very good. Now, good? It's good, therefore what? Therefore, if you marry half a woman, it doesn't get off the ground. It's just like the Makadesh, the Makdish, half an animal, doesn't get off the ground. That's the problem. Okay? Now, you asked a good question. You said, but she agreed to it. Right? But she's agreeing to it. So she's not agreeing to it. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, what if she agrees to it? Here we go. Now, where am I? Boy Rava. Chetzia b'chatzi pruta, v'chetzia b'chatzi pruta. Half of you with a half a pruta, and the other half with other half a pruta. So now the whole woman's being married with a pruta. Ma, what's the story? Kivin da amala chetzi pruta. So do we stop his words? He said a half a pruta, half a woman, half a pruta. Paska, it's over. Why is it over? Because he had no right to do that, so therefore it doesn't get off the ground, and it's dichoy. O dilma, mona v'holichu. But he's keeping on counting. Right? He's keep on going, right? Look at the Tosvos of Chetzia Pruta of Chetzia Bepruta. Right? Mm-hmm. Says Tosvos, Im Tomar, Amai Lo Yovel. Why shouldn't that work? Why doesn't that work? V'halo, Alo Amar, V'halo Amar Le'el, Delo Pashtu Pikidushin Bekula. Why doesn't the Kedushin work? In the other case, Elamishum de Ikadas Acheres. Because she doesn't agree to that. The Eno Misratze. She doesn't agree to be married. What a crazy proposal is that? Ela Lamasha Shomas. Because that's what she heard. She heard you said I'm marrying half of you. She said go jump in the lake. Avalha Aval Im Hayino Yodim Shemisratze Bekula. But if she agrees to this, Pashtu Kedushin Bekula. This is Yossi's question. Vahacha. Gully daite shemizratze bakula. The husband, I'll marry half of you with a half a pruta. You know what? I'll give you another half a pruta for the other half of you. Oh, that, now I'll marry you. Why doesn't that work? We have a give me a take on this. So Tosfos answers. V'yesh lomar di havi ma'iri. Listen to this, Tosfos Yossi. Di havi ma'iri da amar labaloshin kiddushin. Had he said harayam mekudeshetli ena chinami, it would work. Da havi. Dahavi behu pashtu kedushin bekula. It would work. Avol hacha, but over here, I read the amar la rea mureses li or bechad mahani lishne dila el. Here's one of those other lishonos. How does that work?
Right.
The whole thing has to be compared to hekdish. Yesterday. Why don't we use harem kedeshes? Why didn't we pick one of the other ones? These are some of the reasons, right? Next case, im timtzalom mona v'holech. If that works. So, how about this? Chetzia bepruta for chetzia bepruta. Half of you with a pruta, and the other half with a second pruta. Now what's the story? Kevin damalaba pruta, upruta, paska, lemilse, and therefore you can't marry half a woman even if you give $1 million. Odilma called biyome mona v'holichu, but he's counting out more. So he's going to marry the second half of her. Imtim salama called biyome mona v'holichu, if that works. So chetzi pruta hayom, the chetzi pruta lamachar. I'll give you half today, lady. I'll give you the other half tomorrow. What? Exactly. Ma, what's the story? Kivin da amala machar paska. No one's interested in down payments. What kind of thing is this? You marry me with a down payment? No. Oh, Dilma, what do you mean? Hachi kamala kiddushin mischalu haidna. It starts today. Umigmar lo nigmar ad lamachar. But I'm very slow, and until I'm very schleppy, and tomorrow we'll finish up the deal. Why shouldn't that work? But maybe not. Shnei chatzayach bepruta mahu. What about if he says the two halves of you with one pruta? Hacha vade bechadzina kamala. He's giving it a one shot. Af odilma b'ein isha miskadeshet lechatzayin klal. This whole thing of half a women doesn't work. The answer is teku. They're all teku. Okay, what happens if someone does this? Go ask your rabbi. Your Orthodox competent rabbi. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. Shnei benosayich l'shnei b'ni b'pruta mahu. We're talking about a case where a man has two daughters. They're both ketanim. Both ketanos. Two guys. Hey, both you guys marry my two daughters. Two for one. One pruta for both. One pruta for both. Does that work? Basar nosein umakabel azlinan. The Tosfos changes this. Does it go by the makabel only? The father got a pruta, right? And this cannot Tosfos cannot work if the gedolim, because each woman is only getting half a pruta. It doesn't work here. The makabel is the father, so maybe he is makabel both on one pruta. It's a little bit of a weak question, but the Gemara asked that question. Vika mamona, it works. Odilma basar didhu azlinan v'halaka. Maybe it goes by the givers. It's not enough.
Right.
We don't have an answer to this question.
No, it says, but the subjects of the condition, the kids.
Right.
Not the givers.
I mean, right, and then each one gets a half. That's a teku. Boy, Rav Papa, bitcha uparascha bepruta mau. I'll get your daughter plus the cow for one pruta. What's the story? Me and Marina, do we say bitcha b'chatzi pruta, uparascha b'chatzi pruta, each one's for half a pruta? That doesn't work. Oh, Dilma, no. Bitcha b'pruta. Your daughter for the pruta. And uparascha b'meshicha. That comes along as a parting gift, right?
Dowry.
That's a dowry. So teku, we don't have an answer to that question either.
Assuming he does meshicha on the cow.
Assuming he does meshicha on the cow. So was that part of the price? Or is that just a, right? You took my daughter off my hands. Hey, I'll give you a cow. Boy Ravashi, bitcha v'karka acha b'pruta mau. Same question now, but now it's land. Bitcha b'chatzi pruta, karka b'chatzi pruta. That doesn't work. Oh, Dilmore maybe. Bitcha b'pruta, v'karka b'chazaka. Same question. Teku. No one answered that question either. But Tosfos discusses why you have to say
it.
We have to say the same question twice.
Maybe.
Yeah, you have to figure out why Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, the Akdish b'shirai. He was Makadish with silk. Some silk something. Rabba Omar lo tzrichi shuma. Now, Rabba said, you don't have to evaluate it. Because there's a very good chance it's worth a pruta. And she took it. She was happy with it. Rav Yosef Omar tzrichi shuma. Rav Yosef says, no, you have to evaluate it. We don't know what it's worth. Now, Ida Omar la b'chol dehu. If he said straight out, it's worth something, it's worth a pruta. You don't have to evaluate it. Very good chance it's worth a pruta. If he said it's worth 50 and it's not worth 50, it's not worth 50. So he's a liar. So it's a mekach tos. It's not a lizon. Ki pligi da amar chamshin v'shavi chamshin. He said it's worth 50. It's taka worth 50. What's the issue? The issue is Rabba amar lo tzrichi shuma. You don't have to evaluate it. Why not? It's worth what he said. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma, you have to evaluate it. Why? Kivan de itisa lo bakiya b'shuma. What does she know? She's not an expert in silk. Lo samcha daite. So she doesn't really have smichas das. She's not really going into it with a clear head. And therefore, it's maybe a problem on her acceptance. Right? We're going to flesh this more out tomorrow. Ikadi Amri, another version. B'chol dehu, nami pligi. Now they argue on anything that's not kesef, they argue on. Why? Rav Yosef Amar Shava Kesef, Harehuka Kesef. What is it? If you ever marry a woman with Shava Kesef, which every single one of us did and does, no one ever gets married in any other way today. Not with Kesef, not with Shtar, not with Bia, for sure not. Only Shava Kesef, which is a ring.
Right.
Ma kesef dekayet. Kesef is a fixed amount. Af shava kesef nami dekayet. Shava kesef also has to be fixed. Has to be defined. What's that worth? Okay?
So we'll do that anyway.
What?
Who goes inside? She goes, takes the ring and gets the price.
So tomorrow we will flesh. Absolutely. Tomorrow we will flesh this out. And tomorrow Tosfos is going to say that Why we use Shava Kesef instead of Kesef, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure why that became the minhag in Klal Yisrael. But having said that, Tosfos is going to say tomorrow that that's why you never marry a woman with a ring that has a diamond on it. Correct. It's always a plain band. Right. So she's not misled. And her and she's, ooh, that's a fake. It's still worth a pruta. But it's worth a 500 instead of 50,000. Right? You know, none of those misleading anything. It's a simple gold ring. What's it worth? Whatever. How much is a gold?
She knows it's worth more. Is this worth a pruta?
Correct. Correct. But the question is on the pruta. There's no question it's worth a pruta. The question is she being misled. Is she snapping? She misled. Is she agreeing to something that she doesn't realize what she's agreeing to? And then there's a problem with the acceptance. So that's an issue. But Tosfos can say it tomorrow. We'll learn that all tomorrow. Fine. Very good. We'll stop here. Everybody have a very, very good day. And a good Shabbos.